Welcome back to our Budweiser pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, obviously a quick turnaround for your team. You come off of that Sunday game against Ohio State, and here we are Thursday night already. What was practice like this week for your team?
Well, we took Monday off. It was picture day, so the group had a lot of fun with that. And we had two good skates Tuesday and Wednesday. We got up early Wednesday morning and had a good practice back home and jumped on the bus and had a nice trip down here to Madison. So it was a good week.
You are playing another top five team 3 weekends in a row. Can that be grueling?
Well, it's certainly a grind. It could be both physically and mentally a grind, just because of how good the teams are and the pressure that is put on you all the time. But at the same time, like we always say, it's a great opportunity, and that's the way we look at it. It's part of playing in this league. You're going to play everybody in our league twice, home and away. We just happen to get these three right off the bat. And I think one thing about playing these three teams back to back to back, there's definitely some familiarity in terms of how the games are going to be played and knowing exactly what we're going to face. And again, this is an outstanding team we're going to play with a lot of really high end players. And we've seen that the last four games. So our group's ready. It's a tremendous challenge, but it's also a tremendous opportunity. That's the way we're looking at it.
Laban Arena is always a fun place to play. Well, it can be anyway. Great crowd. I asked Gino Hendrickson earlier this week how much he was looking forward to feeding off of that, and she said absolutely. Is that something you look for your team to do?
Well, yeah, they can. I mean, like you said, this crowd can definitely bring a lot of energy. So as a visiting team, as a hockey player, you can feed off that. I mean, there's quite a bit of difference between playing in front of a full crowd than there is an empty crowd. You just have that energy that a big crowd brings. And like I mentioned on the media day, it's a smart crowd. They know when to get into it. And obviously it can be a tough place to play, like I said. We've been on that side of it too. But when it's a good tight hockey game and it's going back and forth, and that's when you can feel that you can sense that nervous energy in the crowd, and that's when our group can feed off that. So it's one of the few places that we play that you're going to play in front of almost a full house. So why not enjoy it?
It was 10 years ago yesterday that Laban opened its doors and Bemidji State ended up winning 1-0. What a great legacy to have, and something that they can't take away from you. How fun would it be to do that all over again?
We've had our moments here. We won. I think my first year here, we won a game, and you mentioned that game there, and certainly last year the 0-0 tie was an outstanding game by our group. And it's you can look at obviously the overall record, and certainly they've had the better of it over the course of the years. But at the same time, we get up to play them. When that puck drops, our group will be ready, and that's all we can ask as coaches.
Last weekend, another tough battle, but your team took Ohio State 2-2 tie about the last 14 minutes of that game. It just shows how hard it is to hold off a high-powered offense late in the third. What does your team need to do to make sure that doesn't happen here?
Well, certainly the penalty at the time, didn't help. I mean, that's it's really a really good team. You put them on a power play, and they took advantage of it, which good teams will do, and they were able to tack one more on. And the bottom line is we had a chance, and that was the message. The last three games that we played, we've had a chance. We were down by a goal going into the third at Minnesota. We were down by a goal to Ohio State on Friday, or on Saturday, I'm sorry. And then same thing on Sunday. We were down by a goal, but we actually tied it. So, we're right there. We got to keep battling. Obviously, Hannah's given us a chance. But it would be nice to take a little bit of pressure off her in terms of having to have her be so outstanding all the time. But again, this is another team that, they have a shot mentality. They're fast. They move the puck quick. So that's certainly something we know we're going to need is good goaltending, but we're confident that Hannah's going to provide it. But, we can be a little sharper in certain areas, and that's what we've really been focusing on. The two practices that we had, we really wanted to focus on cleaning some areas up, because we showed them some video of our Sunday game. And, again, our compete level was good, our battle level was good, but there was just a lot of areas that we can clean up that are not, a causation of what our opponent's doing. And a lot of it just has to do with passing, connecting on passes. And If we can clean those areas up, be a little sharper, it's just going to go a long way towards us having a better chance to win hockey games.
Scouting the Badgers, do they have any weaknesses?
Well, you know, their goalies are not as experienced as we've seen in the past. If you look at it, the career games, I think it's only three to six between the two players that have played the most. But other than that, no. I mean, again, they have four lines that any one of them could be a number one line on any team in the country, and they have seven outstanding defensemen that are in the lineup. Again, a number of Olympians, a number of players that were centralized that are back, some fifth-year players. So it's, again, a really strong team, but that's kind of the way this league is. And what we've seen the last 3 weeks is just the incredible talent that's in this league, and we're going to get a chance to see again that tonight.
Taking a look at your lines for tonight, I don't see any changes. You must have liked what you saw last Sunday.
Well, it was... we talked about how well we thought Gino's line played, Gino, Shelby, and Alyssa, so we didn't really want to do anything with that line in particular, and it was only the first night for the other three lines, and I thought the three, just having some practice under their belt going into this weekend, some familiarity would certainly help, but we're not opposed to making moves, and we feel we've got a deep team, so it's incumbent upon those players that are in the lineup to go out and do the best they can, and that's, again, that's something we've asked the group to do. Don't ever take for granted that you're in the lineup, because there's players that aren't in the lineup that really would love an opportunity to play. So, that's really your expectation, is to go out there and play as hard as you can for your teammates.
What's it going to take to beat the Badgers here tonight?
Well, we've kind of talked about some of it, but I always feel you got to have a good start here. Try to keep the get that nervous energy in the crowd rather than them having a party up there because the things are going so well for the home team. So we need a good start, but we need to manage the puck well. That's so important, because this team, the teams we played in the past really transitioned well, but this team seems to be extremely good at it. So got to manage the puck, take good care of it. Our back pressure is going to be really important, sorting out when we come back. We've got to have heads on swivels and picking up people away from the puck is going to be really, really important. But, we feel we can spend time in the offensive zone. So it's going to be really important that when we get there, that we don't just throw whole plays out there. We got to puck protect. We've got to make sure we're moving the puck quickly, supporting each other. I think it's going to be important first touch to get that puck moving low to high or weak side rim, just to try to change the shape of their defense whenever we get a chance, and try to get them shifting. And then we got to get pucks to the net, create some chaos. So it's a combination of all that stuff. But again, we got to play a lot of energy, Kelly, and at the same time, like I said, have fun, because you're always at your best when you're having fun. And we got to go out there and play to our identity.
Sounds like a great plan. Good luck today.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.